Okay, maybe they're not all miracles, but that's what they were calling it in Eagan, Minnesota. This happened just after the first of the year in 2004 in the Trinity Lone Oak Lutheran Church. And Dora, of course, there's that Finding Nemo, and it's such a popular, and Dora is the fish in that. So, I mean, there are probably 4 million goldfish named Dora right now, I would guess. At any rate, because they'd been having a school project, and somehow a candle was left burning in a cardboard box on the desk.
Ooh.
Okay, then the flame spread. It caught onto the box. It went to some workbooks. It was moving across the teacher's desk, and then, boom, the glass vase on the desk, which was Dora's home, shattered, and the fire from the bowl was able to quench the flames enough so that the fire didn't spread. Now, the interesting thing, or an extra interesting thing, she's a betta fish.
What is a betta fish?
They're extremely aggressive fish, but they also are able to breathe outside of their bowl from time to time and hop from puddle to puddle. So when the bowl exploded, that's what Dora was doing when the firemen came. She was desperately hopping from puddle to puddle.
To stay alive.
To stay alive. And then one of the firemen got a glass of water and put her in the water. and she swims happily in a new bowl now, and she's the hero of Trinity Lone Oak Lutheran School.
That's a great story. Are fish really intelligent, Brad?
You know, I'm sure we've all looked at the fish, you know, opening and closing its mouth and thinking, you know, come on, what do you know? Well, this is what I'm saying. We have to respect everything because they've been doing tests now. They find that fish are not just instinct-driven, as we might have assumed in our arrogance, but, you know, they're manipulative, they're cunning, and they're very socially aware. They will even punish one of the fish if he trespasses or transgresses some of their rules. I mean, they have cultural traditions that they have found all of these things. I mean, here again, we look at ants, you know, and we'll step on them or we don't want them around a picnic. And they are such complex creatures. They're the number one pet in Germany right now because they're inexpensive.
Easy to care for.
Easy to care for, so they get these ant farms, and that's the rage in Germany because, you know, it's expensive.
Yeah, you don't have to pick up after them.
No. So, yes, they found an incredible intelligence in fish. And how long do they live? Well, the oldest I could find, there's a couple in England who swear that they have had, in this one 18-inch by 10-inch tank, that Goldie has lived there for 44 years.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, 44 years. Their daughter went to a little street fair, you know, 44 years ago, and she threw a dart or threw a ball or whatever, and she won Goldie, and he's still there. He's still there.
Well, you know, most dental offices will have fish.
That's true.
You know, they're just to calm you, relax you.
They are relaxing.
Yep.
They are relaxing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sorry.
No, you're
calling them out. Okay.
No, go ahead. I'll let you finish.
Well, I was just going to say, I found very fascinating the story of Eelfi. A guy goes out, many years ago, and he thinks, boy, this is going to be really good eating. He catches this nice big eel.
Ugh. Look, I like sushi out here in Los Angeles, but I won't eat eel.
All right. Well, we all have, you know, the line that we draw, but at any rate,
California rules for me.
Yeah, he brings this nice plump eel home, And his the kids scream, you know, oh, no, no, Mama's not going to cook that. And the guys get very frustrated, you know, that you thought he was looking forward to it. So he puts the eel in his bathtub. Now, I assume they have more than one bathtub.
They better.
Because 34 years later, the eel is still there.
In the bathtub?
In the bathtub. He has lived there for 34 years. In 2003, the family appeared on a television show that this again happens to be in Germany, as a matter of fact, and they were talking about their unusual pet, and Eelfi became a media star. A German pet food chain hired Eelfi to appear in their commercials, and he, of course, is paid in his favorite treat, mosquito larvae.
Oh my gosh. Why would they keep an eel for 34 years without just sending him back out in the water?
It's what people do. They grew attached. And even the fellow, the man who caught him, thought, ah, here's a nice dinner. He grew attached. I mean, that's what we do. We let our guard down. I mean, anything. I am convinced, George, that anything can be a pet. Anything can be a pet.
Well, you're right about that. I mean, as strange as it seems, I can't understand why people like to go buy a tarantula.
Right.
Other people love iguanas and
that's
stuff.
That's right.
You know, to me, you know, a dog has a rapport with you. A cat has a rapport. But a tarantula, other than look at it.
I know. When we...
But I used to collect frogs, so, you know,
yeah.
How can I... scoff at anything else. I loved frogs, bullfrogs. Well, you're going to think I'm nuts, bro.
No.
I raised a tadpole. It was a bullfrog tadpole when I was about 19 or 20. And I turned, you know, the thing turned into a huge bullfrog.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I kept him as a pet. And, you know, eventually I let him go into a pond behind our house and off he went. Years later, there was a company that sent supplies to schools, and I noticed a catalog on my teacher's desk, so I wrote down the name of the company, and I ordered a bullfrog. They mailed him to me. He comes in a box with holes in it, and they overnight it, I guess, and in those days, Federal Express wasn't around. I have no idea how they got it, but he's in my mailbox in a box. It's like 80 degrees in Detroit. I get him, and then I put him in water, and he was fine. And I kept them for about a year. I loved frogs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, if you were to see my office now, you would see frog statuettes all around me, including a huge frog lamp.
See, so you know what I'm talking about.
I do indeed.